what had promised to be a record corn crop in central Illinois earlier this year may not be after all. Drier conditions are forcing an earlier harvest in central Illinois. Former Illinois Corn Growers Association President Bill Lee farms near Manunk. In this interview, Lee says harvest has already begun in many places, and Lee says there was an increased incidence of corn fungus this year.
When we had those long spans of wet, humid days, it just inoculated these plants. And these heavy rains also, when the corn was small, a lot of times what happens with some of these funguses, when the soil bounces, it will put the pathogens on the leaves. So as the plant grows, it goes up with them.
So the soil bounces from rain, you mean?
Yeah, the rain will bounce the soil particles up and the inoculant onto the leaves of the corn plant. So you'll get some of these diseases that will start some of the blights, I think, rusts will start from just the soil bouncing on the leaves.
So for non-ag people, how much different is this year in that way than an average year?
I would say it's slightly worse in my area. I think this dry weather that we're starting to hit now with the heat has just exasperated the problems that we had out there. And these plants are looking for nutrients and moisture. And since where I am up in Marshall County, we've missed some of these rains and we've gone longer spans between them. And I think the plants are starting to cannibalize the stalks to put the nutrients into the ear. So they're dying probably prematurely. If you get out in the country, you'll see areas in a field where the plants are all brown, and then you'll see 50 feet down the field where they're kind of green. And preferably, you'd like to see them be green this time of year if you've had the moisture.
How many different varieties of fungus are you concerned about this year because of that action?
I guess I haven't specifically looked down. I can look across the top of the fields, and if you see a reddish haze in the top of the plants dying, that's probably anthracnose. You get different kinds of rusts that'll be out there. You've got a tar spot, which is a virus, I believe. Sometimes it's a virus, sometimes it's a fungus. You get a little bit of everything. You can spray fungicides at tassel in trying to slow down the development or prevent it. You can spray some at when it's knee high, and you can also try to slow down the spread of these diseases in the corn plant. There's no guarantee that those will work because you don't know what the future and the weather is going to be.
How tough was it to schedule spraying this year because of demand?
A lot. The local supplier, at one time there were 600,000 acres on the list to get sprayed with just the one spraying operation. So they were running 2 to 3 weeks late in some areas is what I heard.
What's the impact going to be because of the increase in fungus this year on the actual harvest? Will it have to be treated differently, or will it affect yield?
Most people are thinking we'll go and get it earlier because the plant is cannibalizing the stalk to create that ear. So standability and good strong winds could cause issues, and a cornfield that's been broken over and laying on the ground is not a lot of fun to pick up. It is slow. It's costly, so you want to get the plant. So I think people will probably be out a week or two earlier than normal with moistures that are probably going to be a fair amount higher than they'd like to go just to make sure they get the crop. We will dry it to a storable moisture, which is generally 14 to 15% kernel moisture.
So
but
how
we'll be taking out of the field at like 28.
How much extra money will it take to dry the crop then in an average year then?
At my local elevator, 28% corn, I think, costs 28 cents a bushel to dry. And if you're going to take in 18% corn or 19% corn, I think it's 10 or 12 cents. So there's a fair amount more expense that goes into drying it this wet.
You're going to have an increased drying cost this year, but how good will yields be? At one point, things were looking really good. Is that still the case?
I think it has good potential still. This last month has been awful tough on it, and they're really dying prematurely. Until the ear reaches about 35% moisture, it's physiologically mature at that point. The plant will not put on any more yield at that point. Up to that point, it can put weight on still. These plants that have, you know, went in 3 or 4 days from being green to being brown did not die naturally. So those plants are going to have a yield hit. I have heard some friends say that they've lost 10% of the yield they thought they were going to have. I still think it'll be a nice crop, but it's not the record I think everybody thought it would be a month ago.
Corn prices are still fairly healthy because China has now replaced its hog herds after the African swine flu took out the majority of hogs in that country a couple years ago, though there are reports that disease is coming back. Minunk area farmer Bill Lee says profitability should be pretty good, even though fuel and fertilizer costs were up significantly because of pandemic-related supply chain issues.